Now to more stories, including campaigners criticising new Mental Health Trust proposals and an attack on Norwich airport workers. But first, the revamp of a road.
Changes have been made to a busy edge of Norwich Road just 3 weeks after it was given a £75,000 makeover to help it cope with traffic from the Northern Distributor Road, that's the NDR. Drayton Parish Council called an urgent meeting with the County Council after five crashes in the 3 weeks since chicanes and lower speed limits were introduced on Hall Lane. After the on-site meeting, the County Council agreed to make some changes, and they include improving the positioning of the new and existing 30 miles an hour signs and putting up extra signs, and also making the chicanes and road narrowings more visible, initially using cones before permanent bollards at the narrowings, and improved reflectors on the existing wooden posts are installed.
Runners from across our region will be spending a few days taking it easy after crossing the finishing line at the grueling London Marathon. Athletes from across the area travel to London for the big day, which saw 40,382 runners, a record figure, take part. They included Len Cousins, 73, who this year completed his 37th consecutive London Marathon, every year since the race began. It was, as it has been for much of the 37, in aid of Great Ormond Street Hospital. Mr. Cousins, who lives near Lowestoft, said, "It was tough going at times and very hot, but I enjoyed it as much as I could." Meanwhile, Claire and Adam Beckett from Norwich Road in Stoke Holy Cross completed their first London Marathon in aid of the Dogs Trust. Other local runners included Simon Alexander from Norwich, who ran in aid of Prostate Cancer UK, and Helen Lloyd from Wellborn, who also ran for Prostate Cancer UK. Beverly Sneesham, 49, ran her course in aid of a cardiac risk in the young.
A global event organised to honour a radio pioneer has been hailed a success. Norfolk's radio amateurs contact almost 200 other enthusiasts from across the world during an all-day special event at Caister. The Norfolk Amateur Radio Club, that's the NARC, took part in the event to honour Guglielmo Marconi on International Marconi Day. Marking the Italian inventor's birthday and commemorating the village's original Marconi wireless station, which was established in 1900, radio hams managed to contact 193 other radio amateurs in 35 different countries. Using the call GB0CMS and a mixture of Morse code, telephony, that's speech, and data, that's PSK teletype, contacts were made with other radio amateurs across the UK, Europe, Australia, and the USA. Notable contacts were with other special Marconi stations in the UK, Italy, and Ireland. The village's original Marconi station was in a house in the High Street known as Pretoria Villa, and its original purpose was to communicate with ships in the North Sea and the Cross Suns lightship.
Cafes for mental health patients in distress are being heralded as an alternative to new beds, as it was revealed more patients from Norwich were placed out of the area than anywhere else in Norfolk and Suffolk. It comes after a review was commissioned to look into whether Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, that's the NSFT, had enough beds, following a Care Quality Commission inspection last year, found a shortage of beds had impaired patient safety and treatment at times. But campaigners hit out at the plans, saying people in psychiatric crisis need beds, doctors, nurses, psychologists, social and support workers, rather than platitudes and cups of tea. The cafes would primarily be non-medical and focus on de-escalation, according to a report seen by the NSFT Board of Directors. But they would be supported by clinical staff.
Young sailors are having fun out on the water with a newly relaunched sailing club. Whittlingham Adventure in Norwich has relaunched its On Board Adventure Club for 2017. At the launch this month, the young sailors enjoyed a refresher sailing session with a chance to brush up on their skills at the start of the season. And they also played games including Follow My Leader and took part in a short race. For the first time, the onboard programme is being run through a club membership scheme. This means that the young people involved are able to join as members and then receive discounted sessions and be part of the Adventure Club community. Run by the RYA, Onboard is a grassroots programme which introduces sailing and windsurfing to young people aged 8 to 18. Whittlingham's Onboard Adventure Clubs take place every Saturday morning from 10:30 until 1 p.m.
The price tag of school uniforms, lunches, kit and trips is setting the average parent in the region back by up to £720 per child every school year. A survey of 300 parents by this newspaper found that the majority spend anything from £300 to £720 every year, though for many the figure tipped over £1,000. For ever controversial school uniforms, the majority, 29% of parents, spend £51 to £100 over the academic year, though another 55% spend above £100. Though the figures hide discrepancies in the cost of primary and secondary items, on the whole, parents agreed that shoes were the most expensive item, with 52% ranking them the dearest, while 58% that school uniforms overall were too pricey.
The man arrested after an attack on two workers at Norwich Airport has been recalled to prison, police said. The 31-year-old from London was picked up by officers after they were called to reports that an intruder had got into a secure part of the site. He went into a hangar and approached two workers, assaulting one with a mug and another with what was believed to be a piece of broken glass. The men suffered minor cuts and bruises which did not require medical treatment. The suspect then approached a lorry, which was stationary, and got into the cab before making threats to a member of security staff who was nearby. Officers arrived and held the man, who didn't drive the lorry. The man was taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre for questioning, where he was deemed unfit to be interviewed after undergoing a mental health assessment. He has been returned to Norwich Prison while investigations continue into the circumstances surrounding the incident. A police spokesman said this is not being treated as a terror-related incident and police are not looking for anyone else in connection with it.
Norfolk Chamber of Commerce's new chief executive, Chris Sargerson, is an entrepreneur who has a track record of starting his own businesses. He worked at Norwich Union Direct in the 1990s before leaving to launch It's For Me in 2000, one of the UK's most successful online car insurance brokers, which was sold to Swinton Insurance in 2007. Mr. Sargerson went on to create House Revolution, an early online estate agency, alongside running his own business. He currently works for Hudson's Architects and lives in Norwich with his wife and two children. Norfolk Chamber of Commerce President Jonathan Cage said Mr. Sargerson would be a force for change. He strikes the right balance of proven business experience and successful entrepreneurial behaviour, said Mr. Cage. We were keen that whoever came in would appeal to the more tech-savvy, younger businesses that are starting up in the area. Chris will speak their language. And now, here is Margaret Thompson with What's On.